Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode on the 10 Minutes of UX podcast. My name is Praise UX, and today I'll be talking about icons. So not to waste time, what exactly is an icon? If you make use of your computer, if you make use of a phone, you've seen all of those little graphical images or representations that try to tell you, oh, this is what this is. That exactly is an icon. If I'm to pick up a definition from Google, there's one right in front of me that says an icon is a small graphical representation of a program or a file. When you double click an icon, the associated file or program will be opened. But if you're a designer and you're listening to me or anyone who is in the design space, you exactly know what an icon is. As a designer, while you are designing, you need to strive for consistency in design, in your design. And one of the small elements that really matter, it's your icons. What kind of icons do you use? Are you consistent with the icons that you use? The icons that you are using in that design, does it relate with the brand strategy or the branding for the product you are designing for? And that exactly is what I'm going to be talking about today. The first thing first to strive for consistency in when using icons is to ensure that you use icons from the theme parks. There are different kinds of icons. So you have broken lines icons, you have coffee icons, you have field icons, you have icons come in different, in different styles. Yeah, so there are different styles for icons. But then, your icons also, while designing, may also have different states. So I may have a field icon to show that right now I'm active on this page. And for the other pages where I'm not active, the icons are normal and they are not field, they're just line icons. So it depends on whatever kind of icons you intend to use. Like I just gave a good example. For an active page, having a field icon, and for inactive pages, just remaining line icons. So the kind of icon you use, the style of icon rider you use, is totally dependent on you. I think for my next project, I'm actually looking out to trying the two-tone icon, or some persons will call it the dual icon. I've seen another person call it the bulk icon. So basically, these kind of icons have two colors, and the best way I've seen it for active states is having them grayscaled, their normal colors, and then for inactive states, having them grayscaled, their normal colors, and for an active state, having them the color of the brand you're designing for, your primary color for your design. But that's that. When I started designing anyway, the one spot or the two spots I knew where to get icons from was from Noun Project and Flat Icon. I would actually say I used more, and I still use more Flat Icon versus Noun Project. I can't remember the last time I visited the Noun Project website. But the problem with this kind of icons is because essentially we're having free accounts, and then we just go there randomly to pick the icons. And so you might be picking icons that do not have the same style, do not have the same font, do not have the same weight, and there's no consistency in your design. But as you grow as a designer and you really want to, and you're really striving for consistency in design, it is essential, it is necessary, it is good that you work with icon packs. And what's an icon pack? All these icons are from the same family. They were designed the same way. They have the same weight. They have the same style. And you are not going out of scope whenever you use them. And so I'm going to be talking about where you can find different icon packs. You can guess already. The first place I'll be talking about is the Figma community. The moment you just type icons in the search box on Figma and you go to community, you will definitely see a whole lot of icons. The only problem I have with some icon packs today is that they are never completed. So because I can't blame anyone, because they actually, for you to see them on the Figma community, that means it's open source. So whoever designer is actually taking their time to design this icon at their own space and speed. And today I use Iconly a lot. Iconly is a free icon pack. I did not pay for Iconly. I got it directly from the Figma community. Another great icon pack that I like is Coco icon pack. Coco icon pack was, I think, recently released this year. I've not used a lot from it, but I would say I've used Iconly a lot. So you could also use Material Design icons. Material Design has its own icons and it's directly on the Figma community as well. A paid icon pack that I recently purchased is Anron. It's spelled A-N-R-O-N. I think it's about $48, yeah. And the beauty about Anron is that it has a lot of styles. It has a lot of icons and what else again? And because it's paid as well, for you receive every update and what else, every addition that is added to the icon pack. I've had my friends use shape.so. Yeah, shape.so. Shape.so is actually also interesting and is a paid icon pack. And for me, I've used it, but I'm not a big fan of it because it has different icons and different styles, and it's not like my go-to place just because I don't have it like a pack in one particular place. There's another beautiful dual tone icon that I like, which I actually intend to use in any recent design I do. I'm trying to remember the name right now. Whenever I remember the name anyway, I'm going to mention it. But I've told you the best place you can get your icon pack would be from the Figma community. For Adobe XD users, I think they are, so there are also icon plugins, but the problem I have with the icon plugin as well is the consistency. So picking an icon plugin that does not even have the same does not have the same style and does not have the same weight and all of that would still give you that inconsistency in design. So that's the major problem I have with icon plugins. Since I started using Iconly and Cocoa Icon Pack and Anron, I've never had any reason to make use of an icon plugin. So as much as possible, I would say try and strive to make use of an icon pack for your project. Remix Icon, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well, but Remix Icon is another interesting place where I take my icons a lot from. So Remix Icon has different styles. I think they just have two styles anyway, and you can pick from it. And when you use Remix Icon, I can promise you that you would have that consistency in design. The icon as well is also friendly. I can promise you about that. So if you do not have the funds to pay yet for a paid icon pack, Remix Icon is a great place to source your icon from. Coco Icon is free. Iconly is actually free as well. I also mentioned going to the Figma community and searching for icon packs there as well. It's something I've done and something I still do, but I've decided to stick with these three icon packs. I've decided not to really stroll out of my comfort zone. I think I'm still happy using these icon packs. And whenever I need to stretch out of my zone, I definitely would. And that's why I'm considering the dual tone icon. I'm currently looking out for the name of that. And I also know it's a paid paid website where you can download the dual tone icons. Also, you can also get icons from UI8. So I know I've asked people to say, where do you get your icons from? Some person said they downloaded from UI8 as well. So I've mentioned Remix Icon, Figma Community, UI8, Iconly, and Coco Icons, and I think that's basically all. When I remember, or whenever I get the name of this Dual Tone Icon pack I'm talking about, I'm going to ensure that I attach it in the caption link for this episode of the podcast. I do not want to go beyond 10 minutes. I'm not even sure if I've gone beyond 10 minutes, but yeah, I've gone beyond 10 minutes. But at this time, I'm going to stop the podcast and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.